you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. I'm going to adjust my settings here, Frank. I got all crazy settings here, so hopefully I don't blow off your ears. Well, we're going to be talking about a couple of things. We're going to be talking about death by toothache. Yeah. Yeah, and everything. You know, a tooth infection can kill you. Well, it can. We're going to talk about more prevalent than you think. And also what you can do about it. And as I promised, we're also going to touch on the alcohol issue this time. And we'll see how the hour rolls. We may have time. This is prostate month. So I may touch on prostate. Yeah. So big September prostate month. Who knew? And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that, excellent stuff. Big salute and semper fi, praying, always praying, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, praying for righteousness to be restored in America, that righteous men and women stand up, get that backbone, say no, say no, say no, And just keep saying no to what's wrong. Illegal, immoral, you know, the list. And, you know, praying for our military, our righteous men and women who are trying to do the right thing in the military. And they're hit with all kinds of nonsense. So I am lifting all that up in prayer and asking, Lord, for supernatural protection and some assistance. And if it's His will, He'll help us, you know, repent and pray. It's our job to ask, though. Got to do that part first. And then He'll hear, right? So mind the time, it grows short. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Ah, thank you, Frank. Our quacker's a little brief tonight, but interesting stuff. They have determined, new study, folks, new study, and they're worried that mercury is affecting our fair-feathered fowl, our birds. Yeah, this is out of University of Florida, Gainesville. Some researchers there, it's a kind of a controversial study. They looked at the mating behavior of the ibises. Those are those crane type of bird species there, kind of like a seagull, if you will. And they found that when the birds were exposed to mercury, it disrupted their behavior patterns, their innate behavior patterns. That's right. So the mercury has long been known to disrupt endocrine system, which has to do with hormones and your reproductive areas. So the study was published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B, and what they did is they took 160 of these birds from various breeding colonies around South Florida, and they divided them up into four groups, 20 males, 20 females, and in each group. And then after 90 days, the three groups were put on low, medium, or high doses of mercury. And, of course, the fourth group was their control group, which didn't get any mercury at all. They got, bird feed without mercury. So, after 3 years of studying these birds, this is what they came up with. The team said the conclusions were kind of surprising, if not shocking. Not only were the mercury-exposed male ibises less prone to mate with females to produce offspring, but they were also more likely to mate with other males. Usually the ibises, if they can't mate with a female after the first year, they kind of just give up. They accept it and go, oh, well. But no, the males, they wouldn't give up when they were attracted to other males. It was really weird. So mercury is known to be an endocrine disruptor, and this is the first study of endocrine disruption in birds. And here's a question: could it also affect humans the same way? Right? Yeah. What are you getting that has mercury in it? The alchemy. Well, vaccines for one. Maybe your dental fillings. You know, got to think about it. Okay. Last but not least, in the quack report, what about those blood donations? There's a question been raised about people who donate blood who have been vaccinated with the HPV Gardasil shot. Is that blood safe? Well, new report is saying that if you get blood that's been donated by someone who was vaccinated with Gardasil, the vaccine may be dangerous. It is dangerous, but the blood is even dangerous, apparently. SaneVax Incorporated is an independent lab, and they were testing 13 Gardasil files from 13 different lots from all over the world, and they found that it had genetically modified HPV DNA strands in the Gardasil, and those strands had firmly attached to the aluminum adjuvant 100% of the time in all the sample vials. Okay, not just one, not just two, but all of them. So natural HPV DNA does not stay in the bloodstream very long. But when the aluminum's bound to it, it stays in the bloodstream. And it also enters a lot of cells and wreaks some really bad havoc. So if it's going to stay in the bloodstream, that means that person donating blood that had been vaccinated probably going to give it to you in a transfusion there. Yeah. Vaccine through blood transfusion. Who knew? Well, SaneVac points out that both Merck and the pharmaceutical company that manufactures Gardasil and the U.S. Food and FDA claim that there's no vile DNA in the Gardasil at the time that it was fast-tracked for approval. But Milford Hospital pathologist Dr. Sin-Hang Lee analyzed the Gardasil vials, and he testified, quote, undegregated vial of plasma DNA fragments are known to activate macrophages, causing them to release tumor necrosis factor and myocardial depressants, and also can induce lethal shock in animals and humans. So Gardasil vaccine has not been evaluated for potential to cause carcinogenicity and genetic toxicity. But anybody who receives the shot is running that risk, see. So the Center for Disease Control says that the potential dangers of a blood transfusion recipient taking the Gardasil shot, they say this, that the presence of the DNA fragments is expected, and the vaccination with Gardasil proves no known risk to the blood recipients or the blood donor. However, the CDC didn't give any evidence to support that statement. So Tom Filton, he's the president of the Watchdog Judicial Watch, and he says this, the FDA adverse event reports on the HPV vaccine reads like the catalog of horrors. He said some of the adverse events include not only autoimmune disorders and cancer, but Guillain-Barré syndrome, paralysis, numbness, facial palsy, chronic pain, infertility, chronic fatigue syndrome, and even more. And there's been so many horrible reactions that have occurred in the wake of the Gardasil vaccinations that the Japanese government's withdrawn its support and now requires medical professionals all over the nation to warn patients about it before they actually get it. So, but you know, as of August this year, SaneVax reports that the HPV vaccine has caused over 30,000 adverse reactions, including over 6,000 cases where the recipient did not recover, over 900 cases where the recipient was disabled, and 139 deaths. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has awarded over $6 million in damages to Gardasil victims. But the FDA continues to say Gardasil is safe and effective. Right. Right. But herbs. Oh, boy, you got to watch out for them herbs. I tell you. Mm. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, Frank, you may want to get one of my favorite little sound bites ready. We're going to play that. All right, we're going to talk about death by toothache. You know, it may seem...
carefully. The pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle, the chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Or the pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle, the chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Good man.
Just remember that.
Absolutely. My favorite little snippet. Woo! Thanks, Frank. I got my pestle poison fix. I don't know. Feel free to pay it later, though. All right, death by toothache. Yep. It may seem like a nuisance, but an oral infection is nothing to dismiss as a minor thing. Mm-mm. We don't like to think that a toothache can kill us, but what is causing the tooth to hurt can. So an infected tooth can become life-threatening in a skinny minute. So what we're essentially talking about is a steady feed of bacteria going deep into the body, which can cause inflammation and invade the coronary arteries, your kidneys, your liver, and other areas where you're the weakest. Now, for instance, the death certificate may say primary cause of death is heart attack, but the underlying cause of the heart attack could be oral bacteria. So use common sense now with regard to oral hygiene and tooth pain to seek medical attention when necessary. However, there are some things that you can do to naturally improve your oral health and reduce your risk of disease, so we're going to take a look. First, let's talk about some of the risks. You may be aware of some of the medical research published that an oral infection increases our risk of heart disease, stroke, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, upper respiratory infections, and pregnancy complications, and even some cancers. So when money gets scarce, guess what? Oral hygiene, it seems to take a big hit. No one has the funds for routine cleanings and the prevention for receding gum tissue and periodontal disease can also be put on the back burner. Yeah, because dental care is expensive. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Irvin Silverstein. He's a dentist. He says this, people don't realize that dental disease can cause serious illness. The problems are not just cosmetic. Many people die from dental disease. Wow. Well, let's look at some of the studies. The New England Journal of Medicine, they published some findings back in 07 on periodontal bacteria found in plaque and fatty deposits. So the bacterium was suspected to be involved in causing a heart attack. They concluded that aggressive periodontal treatments may be able to reverse arterial sclerosis. So pregnant women must exercise extreme caution if they experience oral infections like an abscess. Now, in 2010, a 35-year-old woman from California lost her infant, and researchers, they linked the plaque bacteria from the mother's teeth to an infection in the baby who was stillborn. So the baby's lungs and stomach had the same bacterial strain found on the mother's tooth plaque and bleeding gums. So the oral bacteria they thought took the infant's life was Fucus bacterium nucleatum, which is normally neutralized by the mother's immune system. However, the fetus is vulnerable. Now, once the bacteria gets in it, it can travel to the baby through the placenta where it can colonize, and it's believed to be an autoimmune suppressive organ. So hormonal changes during pregnancy tend to make women's gum tissue vulnerable to bleeding and bacterial disease. So approximately 75% of pregnant women will have changes to their gum tissue during pregnancy. Now, special care should be taken to enhance the oral hygiene, and this includes the diet. Is this to say that not, you know, will all bleeding gums mean that pregnant women will lose their baby? No, but prevention can go a long way at preventing tragedy from, you know, getting a foothold. So why risk it, right? If you got bleeding gums or an abscess, you know, you want to check it out and take care. Let me read you this quote from Yiping Han, professor of periodontics at Western Reserve University School of Dental Medicine. She says this, I think we all need to be concerned because almost everyone has this bacteria to some extent, so we need to do more work. Yeah, we're going to have to be more careful. Yes, we are. And especially, you know, with some changes to the healthcare system possibly on the horizon, right? I say that optimistically, possibly. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully they kill it. Well, let's talk about the cost of procrastination. If you're thinking about going to the dentist, you're putting it off. Expensive. I hate the dentist. It's, you know, uncomfortable. I get all stressed out. So you put it off. Well, in 2011, mainstream news reported on a 24-year-old unemployed father with no dental insurance that died within 2 weeks of a toothache. The Cincinnati man complained of wisdom tooth pain, and a dental office check indicated he needed to have the infected tooth pulled, but he couldn't afford the procedure. A few days later, massive swelling and pain drove him to the emergency room where he was offered antibiotics and pain medication. Well, he couldn't afford both, so he opted for the pain medicine. And as you can ascertain, the infection spread to his brain and he died. So an $80 tooth extraction could have prevented the spread of this bacteria. Now, there are free dental clinics, however. The wait is months. It's just like, you know, over in England. You got to wait. So death by toothache, you know, pretty common 100 years ago, you know. With the Affordable Care Act looming, and high unemployment, one could only hazard to guess if we're going to face higher mortality rates, you know, death by toothache. Gotta ask. Let me share some statistics with you. When we consider the current statistics on causes of death in the United States, it can be shocking to consider that many, if not a majority, of these deaths could be caused by oral bacteria. For instance, heart disease, almost 600,000. Cancer, same thing, almost 600,000. Respiratory disease, 140,000. A stroke, 130,000. And diabetes, 70,000. Wow. Can you imagine if a majority of those deaths is because of oral hygiene issues? Can you wrap your brain around that one? Well, let's talk about minerals for strength, because our teeth are covered with enamel, and it is a highly mineralized substance. And it's porous. It has a porous surface. So the health of the teeth really depends on strong enamel. So the enamel will remain strong and hard with the right minerals, and without them, a demineralization can take place. Also, the pH of the mouth is important, and if you're outside the normal limits, this is going to affect the enamel, and it offers the opportunity for bacteria and sugar from certain foods to create more lactic acid. Now, over time, this will dissolve the enamel, causing tooth decay and a risk of deep bacterial penetration, which can enter into the blood. Now, the dentin is a protective layer on top of the tooth. It acts kind of like a shock absorber. The dentin is on top of the enamel, and it helps to minimize impact to teeth, preventing fractures. So minerals will be important for this layer as well. So the bone structure of the tooth is at the connective tissue layer, and it's composed of cells, minerals, protein, collagen, and chemical glycans. So other than minerals, what can influence the health of our teeth? Well, lifestyle, such as your diet, exercise, your oral hygiene have a big impact, as well as dry mouth, hormones, our age, radiation treatments, and prescription drugs, such as those for Parkinson's disease and Sjögren's disease. So there's a list of prescriptions for dry mouth that can cause demineralization of your teeth. And if you subscribe to the HealthQuest online newsletter, which is free, you can go to thepowerherbs.com and sign up for free. It goes out once a week on Friday. You're going to get that list. You're going to see, am I on one of those drugs that causes dry mouth and is, you know, hurting my teeth? Lots of free information on the newsletter, so do sign up for that, and it costs you nothing to sign up. And yes, and if you are a newsletter subscriber, you get special discounts towards the herbal products at Apothecary Herbs on the PowerHerbs.com website. But getting back to our death by toothache segment, what about fluoride? Does fluoride demineralize your teeth? Well, that's an excellent question. Does it? Well, Biomed Central posted an abstract on the effect of fluoride in toothpaste and how it affects the enamel of the teeth. The results showed that there is increased demineralization of the teeth when fluoride toothpaste is used. Mouthwash will also contain fluoride and other harsh chemicals that will change the pH of your mouth and encourage demineralization of the teeth, and also dry mouth, which, you know, your doctor will write you a prescription for. But why go there when you can just get rid of the fluoride stuff? Well, let's talk about a new way of doing this. Let's get a new dental plan, shall we? So let's say the U.S. goes to socialized dental care. Kind of turns out like the other countries. You got to wait for dental appointments. There'll be a long wait. What options do you have? And what about a backup? You know, do you have one? Well, I bet you didn't know that there are herbs that contain a super concentration of calcium, magnesium, and boron, there's your minerals, that help the teeth remain strong. That's right. So it is much easier for our human body to metabolize a calcium-rich vegetable or an herb than a dairy calcium, which will lack the proper uptake minerals for absorption. So it's amazing that herbs high in calcium are going to have that perfect proportion of magnesium and boron for the body to absorb it. You know, God did that. He's our master chemist. So these herbs will help your body build bone, tooth enamel, dentin, cartilage, and other connective tissues. You know, these herbs will have that two parts calcium, that one part boron, and one part magnesium that the body likes. So you're going to find these herbs in a product called Calcium Formula. It's on the powerherbs.com website. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make it. And if hormones are an issue that are affecting your oral health, they also have the male and female hormone formulas. Just look under herbs for men and herbs for women. Okay, just for men, I think is the section. And also they have a wonderful little formula called Tooth and Gum Restore. This isn't something you swallow. This is something you swish with, and it tightens up all the gum tissue, so it stops bleeding. And if you've got loose teeth, you know, it helps. Really does help. And I also use it for canker sores and cold sores. It's great for that. Any kind of bacterial thing, oral infection. And if you get a sore throat, I know if I have gotten one occasionally, I will take this Tooth and Gum Restore and I'll gargle with it, and it just clears all those pustules off the back of the throat and you get throat infection. So it's got great, great uses, but you don't swallow it. Okay. So you can check out the calcium formula, the male and female hormone formulas, and the Tooth and Gum Restore at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Of course, if you want to give them a call to order or to get a free catalog, you can. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, for the international folks, you want to call 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or just go to the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Who needs copays? Who needs Obamacare? You got God's good herbs. There you go. Hey, and we got a special sale coming up on Saturday. So you want to check the website. The homepage is going to tell you more. And it's a one-day sale, big blowout. And so you can save big time if you want to stock up on immune boosters, body cleanses, or herb kits. You know, you will save big. And this would be the time. This is the beginning of the flu season coming up. And this will be your opportune moment to save. Something like 25%. Very cool. I don't think we've ever done a 25% off sale. This will be first. Well, we're going to take a break. More on the other side. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away.
And we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I like, okay, Sam Cooke, right? That's Sam Cooke? I like Sam Cooke. It's so bouncy. I like that. All right. Heads up there, Frank. I'm sending you that email I promised you. And hopefully he'll get that while we're doing this next segment. And we're going to be talking about alcohol because so many people have turned to the bottle. And you know, it's unnecessary under stress. We can always look for some other stress relievers. I got a few things. Let me tell you. I do. I have something in my, you know, little bag or my bag of herbs. I have things that I could just whip out and take care of it. Skinny minute. We're going to talk about the battle of the bottle. You know, alcoholism, it's not new, but, you know, we've got over 5,000 years of alcoholism to look back on. Mankind just, you know, been drinking for a while. Healthcare workers are bracing themselves for the flu season and possibly having to get a flu shot themselves, not wanting one. Of course, they usually call me and say, what can I do about that? And so we got 1 in 13 adults that are abusing alcohol. The projections are really bad. 52 deaths a day because of alcohol abuse. So it's prevalent. And you probably know somebody, maybe you have a family member that's addicted, right? And statistics are showing 31% of all occupational injuries are basically alcohol related. So what are the risks of becoming dependent on alcohol? Well, research has put together some aspects on that. We tend to make us more susceptible to alcoholism. They say genetics, environmental factors, peer pressure, family, cultural differences can increase your risk. And age also seems to be a risk, they say. But it takes fewer drinks to make us intoxicated, and it damages our organs. And the older we get, the less tolerant we are of all that. So half of the pharmaceuticals for the elderly do not react well with alcohol. And you know our elderly on quite a few prescriptions. So what are the health risks when you get to drinking too much? Well, it puts your kidneys at risk, your liver, your throat. You get throat cancer, colon and rectal cancer from it. Cancer, very common condition with alcoholism, as well as immune system disorders, brain damage, and even high-risk pregnancies, and even stroke. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've become a nation of drinkers. We have. America will become a nation of drinkers pretty quickly, generation after generation, unless we guard ourselves. So when we think of binge drinkers, we assume that they are adults or maybe young college-age people. But we've got kids in middle and high school binge drinking. So if you have 5 drinks in a row within the last 2 weeks, we don't expect that to be too much of a binge thing. Nearly 3 million binge drinkers are in America right now, between the ages of 12 and 17. In one survey, they found 50% of high school seniors had a drink within the last 30 days, and 32% reported being drunk. So what was really shocking is the study said that 20% of 8th graders and 41% of 10th graders are drunk at least once per month. So why should we be so surprised when the average 18-year-old is exposed to 100,000 TV commercials encouraging alcohol consumption? That doesn't include the social media. So by the time our youth put their feet on a college campus, 40% of them, 40% of the freshmen are binge drinkers already. Now, a new college study found 20% of the male college students to go beyond the boundaries of binge drinking, and they have 10 to 15 drinks per drinking session. Wow. Boy, talk about your teeth floating. That's a lot. Now, let's talk about some of the triggers that make us drink. If you can get control of those triggers, you won't drink so much. According to the U.S. alcohol research, the symptoms of depression, especially for females, increase the risk of alcohol dependence. And the statistics show we tend to turn to alcohol for temporary relief of the symptoms of stress, even anxiety. And boy, is America feeling anxious, especially what's going on in Capitol Hill. So this type of reaction leads to repeat intake of and dependency, see? So now understanding our physical limits can help us when we're in trouble. Remember your mother's rule? I know my mom had a rule. She said the two-drink rule. Don't go beyond 2 drinks if, you know, especially if you're driving, or maybe not even if you're driving, you know, because DWI, they're cracking down, you'll go to jail. Now, let's look at our weight, because our mass weight index has a lot to do with intoxication. Because in the male category, if you weigh 150 pounds, you're considered impaired by law enforcement if you go beyond three alcoholic beverages, wine, beer, or liquor. Now, if you are in the 200-pound male area, you should not go over four drinks. Now, in the female category, we weigh less, usually. So 130 pounds, your limit's going to be one drink. And if you weigh 150 pounds, you can't go over two drinks, or you're going to be legally impaired, can't drive. So aside from the alcohol-induced vehicle fatalities, the progress of alcoholism is usually gradual, and you can be compared to, you know, the frog in the pot scenario. You don't realize you're getting in trouble with this dependency right away. But when you drink too much, it robs the body of nutrition, and it induces this euphoria sensation. So long-term use of excessive alcohol, more than two drinks a day, actually causes stomach and intestinal ulcers, colitis, muscle deterioration, including your heart muscle, fatigue, lung infections, emphysema, and cancer. So alcohol abuse will cause brain cell damage, which affects your short-term memory, and your ability to learn new things. So the carbohydrates in your alcohol can cause hypoglycemia, and also mental disorders are also associated with alcoholism, like schizophrenia. So drinking too much for men can affect their prostate, and erectile dysfunction can be a problem. And drinking too much for females can create infertility issues and bring on premature menopause. Let's talk about when you drink. So here's how it works. When you drink alcohol, it enters the bloodstream through the stomach wall, affects the central nervous system, and changes your mental functions by attacking brain cells. So the brain cells expire with a rapid dehydration effect of the alcohol in the brain cell wall. So this is why the effects are more prevalent when you drink on an empty stomach. So if your liver tries to save you by feverishly working to neutralize the destruction by breaking down the composition of the alcohol, well, then you're overworking the liver too. So when you have food in the stomach, though, the liver can do this task more efficiently. So don't drink on an empty stomach. And if you do drink more than one drink per hour, then you're probably going to be drunk. So if you push it and you consume more alcohol in that time frame, well, then the liver has to kick it up a notch and produce more microsomal enzymes to neutralize the pathogens that are toxic from the alcohol. So if the liver can't keep up with the alcohol abuse and it's pretty consistent, well, then the liver becomes to turn fatty. It's not able to deposit any of the glucose, and it's less able to metabolize the alcohol. And this is really, it turns into later as cirrhosis of the liver, and the disease progresses. And it takes less alcohol to produce intoxication then. So the fat cells in the liver continue to expand until they rupture, scar, and the liver then, you know, actually dies. You're killing liver cells. So what can help with this? Well, studies have shown that selenium and zinc found in seafood helps with the detox of the liver, and it also helps prevent the pre-oxidized fats. So the bowel is usually damaged from alcoholism from the dehydration effects, and it may not be able to absorb nutrition efficiently. So you're going to have to pump up your vitamins A, B, and C, as well as your magnesium. You're going to find that in your fresh vegetables and your nuts. Also, thiamine in your whole grains, and zinc is going to be missing from your system, and it's going to suppress your immune system without that zinc. So you're going to have to pick up the pace there with the missing zinc and eat foods that are rich in the zinc. So if you would like a free list of foods that contain these nutrients, guess what? The folks at Apothecary Herbs will send that to you, either email or regular mail, whichever you want. It's free, and it's called the Alphabet Food List. And so you can kind of look down the list and see what those foods are and add them to your diet. You want to avoid substituting soda for alcohol if you're trying to stop the consumption of alcohol. That's a big mistake alcoholics will make. They're used to the dehydration effect of alcohol, so they'll turn to caffeinated beverages like soda pop to still receive that same sensation. And then, of course, they're into a whole new problem with too much sugar. And some alcoholics will reduce the symptoms of withdrawal with those dehydration beverages of soda and caffeine, which can further dehydrate them. So this is going to lead to a consumption, a lot of consumption of soda. And then what happens is when you drink a lot of soda pop, it will draw the calcium out of your bones and create kidney and bladder stones. How many alcoholics or recovering alcoholics have you seen in the emergency room with kidney stone problems? Well, let's talk about some herbs and therapies that can help you. There is some therapies that help with addictions, drug, alcohol, tobacco, and you can do that in the privacy of your home, but you will need an assistant. This is called the cold sheet treatment, and it's a treatment that I've written about in my book, The Power Herbs. Now, if you'd like a copy of the Power Herbs book, which is 400 pages of amazing, empowering information for you, then you can buy one for $14.99 on the powerherbs.com website. There you go. We'll email it to you. It's a PDF. You can use it on your Kindle. It's amazing. Okay? So the cold sheet treatment is excellent. It's a fast track of toxins that hold the body dependent to the alcohol. And it just removes them out of the system pretty quickly. Now, for super nutrition, if you need a little help and the diet's not quite enough, then you might want to tap into a product called Body Foundation Food Mix that covers your vitamins, your minerals, your amino acids, and plant proteins. And it's a powder. You throw it in juice, make a smoothie with it. It doesn't matter. And it's just instantly absorbed. It's so easy on the system, but it's pumping in live enzyme nutrition into the system. And it's in there in 60 seconds. So it's not a food source that the body has to work hard to digest and absorb. It's just there, ready for the absorption process. Now, for the liver, TLC for the liver, I like to use milk thistle. Milk thistle has antioxidants and amino acids and silymarin, one of the antioxidants that the liver really likes. And it'll use that antioxidant to repair damage to the liver, to replace dye and sickly cells with healthy new ones. And that liver is supposed to regenerate quickly, so you can tap into some milk thistle. You'll want to use probably a lot of it in a concentrated form. Your pills and capsules are okay. Tea is pretty weak, so you could use a tincture. And I know you're probably saying, well, it has alcohol in it. Well, yeah, but it's less than 0.5% per weight by volume, so it's minuscule. Even if you had sclerosis of the liver, it's not enough to hurt you. And if you want to remove the alcohol, there's an easy way to do that. You just warm some water, just warm the water. Don't boil it. Just warm it. Temperature baby's bottle, that kind of warm. And then you can add your dose of your herbal tincture to the water and let it sit and evaporate the alcohol off, and then all the essence of the herb is in the water. So you can do that. So you can check out some herbs that help you relax and you're not stressed out and reaching for a drink. Valerian root's very good for mild to moderate anxiety, panic attacks, and depression. And so is St. John's wort. Of course, if you want looking for the St. John's wort, look for the emotional stress formula. So there's two types there. And if you're having trouble relaxing and getting a good night's sleep, there's also a product called relaxation formula. And they're all available on the powerherbs.com website. Or if you need a free product catalog, you know who to call. You need to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send one to you. And their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or thepowerherbs.com. And if you go to the website, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters. There's a couple of them there. If you're into the natural health therapy stuff, and you want some new information every week, then you'll want to sign up for the Health Quest newsletter that goes out on Friday. And if you're interested in health, politics, and finances, then there's several authors writing for the American Survival Newsletter, and that goes out on Tuesdays. Both of them are free, and great information from great authors there to empower you, especially in the times with which we find ourselves living. You will not be bored. It's great stuff. We have Dr. Carley, we have Alfred Adass, Melanie Cederstrom, Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth Chronicles, and myself also writing for these newsletters. So you'll get excellent information that you're not going to get on the mainstream media. You're just not. And it's going to be empowering stuff. Another way. There's always another way, right? Absolutely. Hey, Frank, can you play my clip? I need another pestle thing. You got
it? Listen carefully. The pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Or the pellet with the poisons in the vessel with the pestle. The chalice from the palace has the brew that is true.
Good man.
Just remember that.
Yeah, that's from the movie called Court Jester. Danny Kaye. It's a crack up. But yeah. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about prostate because you know what? September, I hear, is prostate month. And a lot of questions I get on this is, you know, men don't know if they got a prostate issue or if they got a urinary tract problem. And sometimes those two things can even fool your doctor, your urologist, if you will. So this is a major concern for men. Both of these conditions produce symptoms that can be sort of similar, and sometimes it fools their doctor. Urinary tract infections in men can be painful and cause health decline, as it can be for it can be from several reasons that cause them to lose a lot of sleep. They're getting up a lot of times at night. And in many instances, men can have a hard time telling the difference between, is it my urinary tract, kidney, bladder area, or is it the prostate area? Now, a swollen prostate can cause symptoms or even a urinary tract infection. So about 8 million people experience urinary tract infections every year, and these types of infections are more common in older men and rarely affect men under the age of 50. But about 3 in 100 men can, in their 60s, have these problems more prevalently, and 1 in 10 men in their 80s are going to have urinary tract problems. So these types of infections are more common. The urinary tract infection is more common usually in women because their urethra is shorter and opens closer to the anus area where there's more bacteria and very short distance to their bladder. So they get the urinary tract infections more prevalently. But these two conditions, let's put them side by side, urinary tract and prostate, and check it out. First, let's look at the symptoms of urinary tract infections. There's usually burning and pain upon urination. In severe cases, you may even get a fever, feel a bit shaky, have fatigue. And there are going to be frequent urges, of course, to go use the bathroom. And then there'll be this weak or very little urine stream. And the urine can have an odor to it. It may have this abnormal odor and color. The urine could be cloudy, it could be reddish-looking, or even kind of opaque and whitish because of the white blood cells that are in the urine because of the infection. Now, some pressure can be felt in the lower abdomen and in the lower back, and you have back pain, too, from this, and some nausea. So if there's a UTI in your family tree, if there's a condition there, you may also later on have enlarged prostate because of it. So you want to work up in clearing up the urinary tract infections and address this as quickly as possible. Now, some of the medications doctors will usually put you on, you know, the ampicillin, the trifosporin, all kinds of drugs here. And if you have renal failure or frequent urinary tract infections, you're going to need more than the average amount of these types of drugs. That's what they prescribe. So antibiotics usually will clear an infection in just a few days, but will return and it'll be harder to get rid of. Now, for severe pain and fever, doctors may prescribe ibuprofen, which is not really healthy for the kidneys. And should, of course, you drink more water, plenty of it to flush the kidneys and the bladder, and, you know, Watch those sugary soft drinks. They just make a problem out of it. Watch the alcohol and caffeine, and don't drink cranberry juice because the pH in cranberry juice can make this worse. All right, some of the causes of urinary tract infection and incontinence in men, there are several, including some of the medications you may be taking, weight gain, your prostate may be putting pressure there, or there may be bowel constipation. Multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, and Schillinger's disease can also be the culprit. So your prescription drugs that can cause an incontinence or a urinary tract problem with the side effects are going to be your diuretics, tranquilizers, antidepressants, and diabetic medications. And also, aside from the drugs, you know, your weight gain, your infections, and constipation issues can cause the problem as well. They all could be a link to a nervous system issue. You know, you can have an overactive bladder. It's just an overstimulation of the nerve endings in the bladder wall. So let's get on over to the prostate now. Prostate symptoms, basically, you know, you feel a little pressure down there. Young man's prostate usually the size of a walnut, but it slowly grows larger as a man ages. And the symptoms will be urinary hesitancy, weak urination, urinary blockage or leakage, difficulty starting urination, unsteady urine stream, an exaggerated effort to start urination, frequent urination, especially at night, maybe blood in the urine, inability to empty the bladder, and even some, you know, sexual malfunctions there. So enlarged prostate can also invite a cancer risk, so you want to use common sense with all of this, of course. And, of course, the drugs that they put people on are going to be, you know, the patient is a patient for life on the drugs. And I see I'm running out of time, so I'm going to cut to the chase, folks. There is a solution to urinary tract infections and prostate, kidney bladder issues, and you know they don't involve a prescription pad, not for me anyway. So the long-term key to addressing a sick prostate is basically diet. You want to exercise, and you also want to make sure you get some zinc because it really does improve the health of the prostate. So some natural zinc will be on that vitamin food list that you're going to ask Apothecary Herbs for. But if you want to use some herbs, some medicinal herbs to tap into cleansing the prostate, of course, there are some herbs that we have. Saw palmetto is just one of them. There's pipsqua leaf, and there's sarsaparilla, and there's all kinds of neat things that help with the male reproductive system. So you can check those out at thepowerherbs.com. Look for the prostate kit, okay? And then, of course, if you think it's urinary tract infection, kidney, bladder area, then you'll want to check a different combination of herbs called urinary tract and kidney bladder kit. There's different herbs for different things, and they're gentler to the system. Stay away from them drugs if you can. I'm out of time, but I'll be back next week. Can't stop me! The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.